Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. This is the text. The name of Jesus, our coming Savior, dear fellow redeemed. Are you an optimist or a pessimist? When you look forward to the future, are you confident or are you worried? Are you looking forward to what is coming with fear and trepidation or with joy and anticipation? The true faith has always been a forward-looking faith. It is not empty optimism, as in you gotta have faith, but optimism that looks forward with confidence, knowing and trusting the promises of God. The text is made up of three verses, each one beginning with, Behold, the days are coming, or in those days and at that time, or in those days. They all speak of the coming days of fulfillment. Verse 14 says, The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Already in the early history of the human race, when our Lord talked to our first parents who had sinned, he began to talk to them about what would happen in the future, how the seed of the woman would crush the head of their enemy, the devil. Abraham was led to look forward to the future when his descendants would possess the land of Canaan and gain the victory over their enemies. God even told them, And in your offspring, that is your seed, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. It continued on through the days of David and the kings from his family who ruled over the people of God in Jerusalem. It continued in the days of Jeremiah the prophet, whose words are before us, and it continues even on through today. Days are coming of fulfillment. Because God is faithful to his promises, and because his good promises have not all yet been fulfilled, we can look forward to the future. Christianity is a future-oriented religion. The days are coming when the Lord will fulfill every promise he has made to you in his word. Take the situation when a Christian is terminal with some disease. We can go in and say to him or to her, the best is yet to come. Think of the funeral of a Christian. Funeral directors these days talk a lot about a funeral as a celebration of life instead of a time of mourning. But by that, they probably mean a celebration of the earthly life that has been passed, that has just passed. But the true Christian faith is looking forward to the days of fulfillment, the days of leaving this life and going home to be with the Lord, the day of the resurrection of all flesh, when our bodies will be raised in a glorified state, the day when there begins the life of the world to come, as we said it in the Nicene Creed. We trust and look forward to it because God has been faithful to his word in the past. And so a true Christian funeral is a celebration of the life that is yet to come, a life that God will certainly give through Jesus Christ, who himself is the way, the truth, and the life, who gave himself into death for us, who himself has won the victory over the grave, and now lives in the power of an indestructible life, the Bible says. The text continues, In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. That was an amazing promise for the faithful people that were left in Jeremiah's time, because outwardly it appeared absolutely impossible. Remember how the Lord had given the whole land of Canaan to the Israelites, and it was divided into the 12 tribes, each tribe getting some territory. But by this time, hardly anything is left. The 10 tribes in the north were long gone. The citizens had been carried away 150 years before by the Assyrians because of their unfaithfulness to the Lord. In the south, all that is left is Jerusalem and perhaps one or two fortified cities. The Babylonians have captured the rest. The citizens who escaped fled to Jerusalem, thinking they would be safe behind the city walls built up by the various kings over time. But the great Babylonian army is surrounding it, laying siege. For 2 years, they would not let anyone in or out in an attempt to starve the city into submission. The siege was working. Famine and disease were widespread in the city. There was nothing to eat. Jeremiah had been urging the king and his advisors to surrender to the Babylonians. It was God's revealed will, and it would be better for them if they gave up willingly. In response, Jeremiah was imprisoned as a traitor, as one damaging the morale of the troops and the citizens of the city. The Lord says that that righteous branch would execute justice and righteousness in the land. Justice and righteousness were in scarce supply in Jerusalem in the days of Jeremiah. The people of Jerusalem assumed that God would not let the city be taken because the temple was there and God had promised to dwell there for his people. But they were not listening to the Lord, and they had really rejected the Lord. In that temple that Solomon had built for the worship of the true God, one of the kings had built altars for the worship of the sun and the moon and the stars. A carved image of a goddess, Asherah, was set up there. Jerusalem was filled with the blood of innocent people from one end to the other. The wickedness there was greater and the practices carried out more disgusting than all the horrible things the nations had done before they were driven out by Israel. All kinds of prostitution as part of their religion, satanic arts, child sacrifice, all this horrible stuff being done, and the leaders of the nation were the worst of all. The kings, their officials, the priests, the prophets, they were the leaders in this rebellion against the Lord. There was one faithful prophet left, Jeremiah, and he's in prison. The Lord, through Jeremiah, told the people, "You have turned to me your back and not your face. Though I sent the prophets again and again to you, you did not listen. Now I have hidden my face from this city because of all their evil." Well, righteousness and justice, sad to say, are often in short supply today, are they not? What branch of society, what institutions are really getting it right? Who can you trust? Who carries out true righteousness in the land? Some want to trust our system of checks and balances in government in hopes that the Congress and the White House and the courts will keep each other in line. Others look forward to free enterprise in hopes that it'll weed out the bad corporations over time. Others look to the press as keeping an eye on things, or trust that the voters over time will right the wrongs of society. Truth be told, all of these institutions have failed us and will continue to fail us in one degree or another. There's no perfect justice and righteousness to be found in any man-made institutions, not in any nation of the world, and not even in the United States of America. All human institutions, every branch of society, has and will disappoint us. None of them will bring about a perfect world on earth. But the days of fulfillment are coming, God tells his people. The few faithful that will listen to the imprisoned prophet. The days of fulfillment did come when God sent his Son into the world. For over 400 years, David and his descendants ruled in Jerusalem, but Zedekiah was the last of the kings from David's line to rule, or so it was thought. No doubt Jeremiah knew the promise given through Isaiah that there would come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David. And when it seemed that the family of kings had been cut off, that the great family tree had been chopped down, long years later, a living shoot came from that stump, and that shoot or branch was none other than the Lord Jesus himself. Jesus, the righteous branch, has executed justice and righteousness. Righteousness means getting it right. Christ's brand of righteousness and justice may not be what we expect. Most people, when they ask for justice, want the other guy to be punished. Christ's way of doing justice was to take the sin and guilt into himself so that he would be punished for the world's sin. It was not at all fair to him. He'd done nothing wrong, living his whole life perfectly as our substitute. Yet he took the blame for everything, and he suffered for everything. And he suffered enough to cover even all those wicked and disgusting practices in old Jerusalem. He suffered enough to answer for all the enemies of his day. And he suffered all that our own sins have deserved. In his system of righteousness, now we who turn from sin and trust in him go free. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He was raised again for our justification. It is to show that the Father, the supreme and all-righteous Lord, had accepted Christ's righteousness for us. So Christ, the righteous branch, is called the Lord is our righteousness, or even the Lord our righteousness. In the New Testament, we read of Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In another place, Christ's whole work is summed up this way: one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. And now to finish up with verse 16, it says, in those days Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. In spite of the dire situation in which Jerusalem found itself, days of security and peace would follow. Judah would finally be rescued from her enemies, and Jerusalem would be rebuilt. It took 70 years, as Jeremiah said, but exiles did finally return. God forgave them, lived among them, and came to them in the person of his Son. Now we too have been saved. We dwell securely. No earthly institution can give us perfect security, but our eternal destiny is safe and sound in the hands of the Lord who is our righteousness, our Lord who has established another kingdom, a kingdom not of this world, a kingdom wherein we will live now and forever. In the days of the perfect fulfillment of every one of his promises will surely come. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.